you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Thursday, February 5th edition. Well, at his regular press conference yesterday, Speaker Matt Hall said he doesn't want Senate Majority Leader Sam Singh to leave the Senate, presumably for a lobbying job next year, because he's a good deal maker. They disagree on a lot of things, but Hall says he knows how to get things done in this town. Well, to that end, Hall stepped up his call for legislation. House Bill 4062. Now, to be passed in the Senate, that puts a two-year waiting period on former legislators from becoming lobbyists. Hall's comments come after the Detroit News recently reported that Singh is considering not seeking re-election, which Hall, the Speaker Republican in the House, doesn't see as a positive development. Hall said of Singh, he's a good guy. He's a far left Democrat, but he's a good deal maker. We want Sam to run again. So if we can just ban that revolving door, let's stop these politicians that are cozy with lobbyists from leaving office and then immediately becoming lobbyists. People like Sam Singh. So we're going to call it the Sam Singh retention bill. Well, in response, the Democrat Sam Singh quipped, "It's so nice to have an admirer being this close to Valentine's Day. If he wanted to get me a gift, he didn't need to hold a press conference. He could have just gave it to me." Oh, God, okay. Honestly, I would have preferred that he put up the FOIA bills in the House for a vote. Now, what is Sam Singh referring to? We have been calling on Lansing folks for years to be able to have FOIA capabilities, filing a Freedom of Information Act with the governor's office, with the House office, with our state representatives, in the Senate office, in our state senators' offices. We, the people, cannot give them a FOIA request and they have to respond to it. Now, every other facet of government, every other facet, whether it's the Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office, your local government, you want some information from your county commissioners, all you have to do is send in a FOIA request. You can Google FOIA, F-O-I-A, and they'll give you the form. We're requesting information about blah, 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 whatever it is. Pursuant to the Freedom of Information Act, we hereby request this information. Signed, address, email address, and phone number. And you send them an email. You don't even have to mail it in the regular snail mail. Sorry, Randy Walker. But you can do it by email. That email goes usually to the county clerk. The county clerk then sends it to the FOIA administrator of their county. That could be the county administrator's office. It could be their attorney. It could be numerous departments based on what you're asking for. Right now in the state of Michigan, we cannot get information from the governor, lieutenant governor, state senators, and state reps, and their offices. We can't get it. Well, the Democrat-controlled majority in the Senate passed it, and they sent the bill to the House. Well, evidently, Matt Hall doesn't like it. So, he didn't bring it up yet. Well, it's kind of interesting because Hall, the speaker, mentioned, for example, the departure of the Department of Technology Management and Budget Director, Michelle Lang, and other Whitmer administration officials. All of them, have now been hired by lobbying firms. See this revolving door? You go from the Capitol to work for a lobbyist. Why? Because you have influence with those fellow legislators that you just was working with. You now can go back into their office with a new hat and a new business card. A check in one hand and a bill in the other. Hey, Ken. Hey, John. Long time no see. Like 2 weeks, huh? Yeah. Well, I got hired by Dykema or whoever. Here's my new business card. Ain't it purdy? Well, guess what? I got a check for you, and I got a bill. Okay, well, thank you for the check. What you got? And they sit down, and they discuss the bill that the new lobbying firm who just hired the legislator or somebody from the governor's office to move and to advocate for in the Capitol. Folks, this has been going on for years, and it's got to stop. Now, personally, I think House Bill 4062 doesn't do it long enough. It's passed in the House, but it needs to be passed in the Senate, but it only puts a 2-year waiting period on former legislators from becoming lobbyists. Well, their thinking is, you know, if they have to find other jobs, other work for 2 years, maybe they won't come back to Lansing and be a lobbyist. How about this? How about making it long enough so that if and when they become a lobbyist, nobody in the House, if they're coming from the House or if they're coming from the Senate, none of their fellow colleagues, fellow legislators are even in Lansing anymore. See what I'm saying? Let's make it so that when they leave the House, they can't become a lobbyist until everybody in the House is turned over and we have new representatives there. If they're coming out of the Senate, They can't become a lobbyist until all the senators that they were fellow senators with have been replaced. That way their influence over fellow legislators that they were serving with, that is out of the realm of possibility because they've all been replaced. There's all new state reps. There's all new state senators. They don't know anybody. If their lobbying organization is advocating for a bill that is so worthwhile, is so good, that the bill should stand on its own merits, they shouldn't be able to play on their influence or friendships with legislators they just left in that chamber. So they're calling it the Sam Singh retention bill. I'm sorry, Matt, with all due respect, you're doing great work, but 2 years is not long enough. Make it 10. That way the majority of these yahoos will be gone when they come back as lobbyists. Now, also at his press conference yesterday, this guy is doing press conferences almost like President Trump, almost every single day. President signs a bill, he takes questions from the media. Seems like every day he's answering the media. Well, Speaker Hall pledged to look into the Michigan Public Health Institute, the MPHI. This is a nonprofit that the Department of Health and Human Services runs about $200 million of its budget money to this nonprofit to operate various programs. 80 to 90% of the funding for this Michigan Public Health Institute comes directly from the Department of Health and Human Services. While Hall believes that the entity is a government scam that is being used to get around transparency and civil service laws, the House Appropriations and Oversight Committee held a joint hearing on the MPHI, but it did not touch on any particular explosive subjects. During the 90-minute hearing, it seemed more about the committee's learning about the entity and its functions. We're going to get into the rest of this story because the executive director, Renee Branch Kennedy, answering some very basic, benign questions for most of the meeting until it turned edgy. And man, did it turn edgy. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
$4,747. 4747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this committee hearing yesterday. And it's kind of interesting because it was a joint committee between House Oversight and House Appropriations. Well, the executive director of this nonprofit, quote unquote, was answering some very simple questions. Well, then it turned a little edgy when State Representative Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, asked her very simply, how much do you get paid? What's your salary? Well, she disclosed that she makes, listen to this, $380,000 a year, which she said is comparable to the salaries of CEOs of similar nonprofits across the country. Folks, she's getting paid more than the governor. The governor of this state, she's making more money per year than the governor. She's actually making just $20,000 less than what President Trump is making to be the president of the United States. And she's running a nonprofit that gets 80 to 90% of their funding from the Department of Health and Human Services. What? Well, fellow board member Philip Levy said that the board sets her salary based on various factors. And he's comfortable with the amount she's making. Well, good for you, Philip Levy. He's comfortable with it. I'm not. Well, the speaker started looking into MPHI back when he was the House Oversight Committee chair last term. We're going to investigate this. We're going to get to the bottom of what the heck is going on there. I think there's a lot of things going on there that are not good. and the taxpayers would not like it. You damn right I don't like it. This executive director of a nonprofit makes $380,000 a year? Are you kidding me? Well, the speaker framed property taxes as one of his top affordability issues for Michigan residents, arguing that assessments have been rising about 5% a year every year since President Biden. If you look at just the last 4 years, property tax assessments are up 20%. He said the House Republicans are working on significant reductions, quote unquote, in property taxes, and they're exploring other legislative actions or even considering a ballot proposal. He's confident that a meaningful property tax reform bill will get done this year. Yeah, there's only one question. Will it pass in the gridlock Senate? And would the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, even sign it? So that's all fine and good. Put it on the ballot. Now, Carla Wagner's proposal is to eliminate all property taxes. Homestead for homeowners, non-homestead for businesses and vacation homes, cottages. Get rid of all of it. Well, they're not going to do that because that's way too much money that you're cutting out of the budget. Yeah, so what's your point? It would go from $81 billion, roughly by 20%, it would go down to about $63, $64 billion. That's still more than what it was when Governor Gretchen Whitmer took over from Rick Snyder. So what's your point? So basically, these are just some of the legislative agenda items that the Speaker of the House is looking at. Investigating this one nonprofit agency within the Department of Health and Human Services and doing some kind of property tax reform. Well, one last parting shot. Speaker Hall said, legislation to create sanctuary zones will never happen as long as I'm speaker. Of course, taking a question from the news about immigration enforcement. Responding to questions from about the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, encouraging the public to report ICE activity and about Democrats' efforts to create sanctuary zones. Well, Speaker Hall, not happening on my watch. Additionally, Hall stated that the state should partner with federal immigration authorities and not obstruct them. Ensure that they have the tools and support to arrest and deport criminals and undocumented immigrants. Get them out of here. And he, Hall, thinks that our law enforcement should be working with ICE, not against them. While a similar deal is somewhat trying to be constructed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they want the county sheriffs to notify ICE about people who they think may be on their watch list. Before letting them go, call ICE. Run the name through the system and see what you come up with. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative.